Bellevue has three city council races on the ballot this fall. The candidates for those races say they have ideas to help Bellevue manage future growth and even to make the downtown feel less like an airport terminal. They spoke at a candidate forum last night hosted by the Bellevue Downtown Association. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Kevin Wallace is a Bellevue developer and incumbent city council member. At the candidate forum, he said challenging Sound Transit over its planned light rail route through Bellevue was one of the proudest accomplishments of his first term.
We ended up creating a plan that has a light rail line that works great for Sound Transit that they support, that has an alignment that will be entirely out of our road right away so it won't interfere with traffic.
Wallace's opponent is Steve Kasner. He says Wallace's tactic was to spend money in support of another light rail route that never had a chance.
In the last 4 years, council wasted $1 million on a light rail route that didn't work, that could have been put into other projects.
During the light rail controversy, the Bellevue City Council split into a 4-3 voting pattern. The majority of more fiscally conservative members voted with Wallace to restrict light rail. But one of Wallace's allies is leaving the council, and that could shake up alliances. Don Davidson had health problems and lost in the August primary. He predicts a more centrist council in his absence. One of the candidates running to replace him is Lynn Robinson. She chairs the Bellevue Parks Board. Robinson says the compromise rail route between the city and Sound Transit is 3 blocks farther from downtown than it should be. But now the city needs to help it succeed.
We need to make decisions on our stations that are going to encourage people to take light rail to work and walk 3 blocks and get to their job instead of just driving into an underground parking garage.
Robinson says Bellevue needs to increase options for people to bike and walk. Her opponent, biotech employee Vandana Slatter, says all the focus on light rail may be misplaced.
The biggest issue for transportation, people have said, is light rail. But when I talk to people in Bellevue, what I actually hear is a different word. I hear the word traffic. There's a lot of traffic congestion.
Slatter says the city should ask people to vote on whether to fund traffic improvements. The final council race is between longtime city council member Conrad Lee and his challenger Lyndon Haywood. Haywood says he's excited for Bellevue's new waterfront park, which he says will bring more character to downtown.
Downtown here, you know, it's perfectly fine, but to be honest, it's all nice and new and sparkly, but a lot of the time it feels a bit like an airport terminal.
But Lee told the downtown audience that downtown is the goose that lays the golden egg in Bellevue.
And we need to make sure that we have the appropriate resources and make sure we spend them correctly.
Lee is currently serving as Bellevue's mayor. There, the post rotates among the city council members. The city is in the process of hiring a manager who oversees the administration. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.